Now we are back in the Farnese room, where your journey began. This room, also called Sala Regia, after 1530, following the coronation of Emperor Charles V of Habsburg as the King of Italy, served as an entrance to the apartment of the Cardinal Legate and to the Palatine Chapel, that is, of the building. It was one of the most important places of civic ceremonial, hosting the building's assemblies and the audiences of the visiting popes and resident legates. As you can notice, all the walls are decorated with six panels depicting six salient stories of Bologna and of its ecclesiastical institutions. The paintings were made between 1658 and 1662 by artists of the school of the Bolognese painter Francesco Albani, among whom Carlo Cignani stands out. Among the most salient episodes represented here, to mention are the coronation of Charles V, l'incoronazione di Carlo V, the latter recognizable for his royal robe and for the physiognomy of the face that reflects his numerous portraits. Towards your left, you can notice instead the first descent of the Blessed Virgin of San Luca into the city, la prima discesa della Beata Vergine di San Luca in città, which took place in 1433 to stop the persistent rains that were leading to ruin the crops of the Bolognese countryside. On the opposite wall, in a painted oval above the ticket office of the Municipal Art Collections, a curious episode in the history of the municipality of Bologna is worth mentioning, namely, San Petronio's granting of the Theodosian privilege, la concessione del privilegio teodosiano da parte di San Petronio. It represents one of the most sensational forgeries in history. In fact, the document was intended to attest the establishment of the Bolognese Studium to the 5th century at the behest of Emperor Theodosius II and thanks to the intercession of the Bolognese patron saint. The privilege was, instead, only written in the 13th century, probably within the chancellery of the municipality of Bologna, to oppose the aggressive policy of Emperor Frederick II of Swabia. Frederick II had, in fact, decreed the abolition of the Bolognese Studium as a consequence of the anti-imperial policy of the city of Bologna, and to favor the University of Naples he had founded himself. It is interesting also to point out that, in order to reach this floor of the building, the lords, cardinals, nobles, sovereigns and popes had to walk along the famous cordon staircase, which you have already had to climb to begin the path to the tower. The staircase is so named for the presence of the stone course that facilitated the access of horses to the two main floors of the building. The architectural work is unanimously attributed to the artist Donato Bramante, who probably received the commission from Pope Julius II to transform the building into an apostolic palace worthy of the second capital of the Papal State. Returning to the center of the wall overlooking the courtyard of honor, you can also find the ancient mechanism of another clock, now electronic, present in the building and which has its own clock face in the courtyard of honor. On your left, you will find an imposing portal. It is the Farnese Chapel or Palatine Chapel, decorated with an important cycle of stories of the Virgin Mary, made in 1562 by the famous Bolognese mannerist painter Prospero Fontana. Today, the chapel is used as a conference room and is part of the museum itinerary of the Municipal Art Collections, whose entrance corresponds to the richly carved stone portal. This important access introduces you to the Legacy Apartment, where you can admire magnificent rooms, such as the room dedicated to Pope Urban VIII, born Maffeo Barberini, defined as the Cardinal's Audience Hall, or the Woodland Room, Sala Boschereccia, that recreates a gazebo in a garden through bold pictorial illusions, called trompe-l'œil. But to be admired are also the works of the collection, among which, only to mention a few, are the sculptures of Antonio Canova and Cincinnato Baruzzi, the paintings of Giuseppe Maria Crespi, Donato Creti and Francesco Hayez. Thank you for listening to the Bologna Welcome Audio Guides. For further information, come to visit our center or visit our website.